So then you hold your hands together and stand to unite with others, to unite with the self and unite with God. And the sixth step of silence is to absorb. In order to experience this stage, I would like you to once again sit down, take your place, and totally experience yourself being absorbed. And the final stage is to radiate. Like the lighthouse, I radiate that vibrations of silence out into the world. So it is listen, to reflect, to concentrate, to connect, to unite, absorb, and radiate. So now during this exercise, you don't need to write anything. Just be free. You consider yourself that you are in a laboratory. You are experimenting with silence on a different level. Just follow the guidelines you will be hearing through the commentary, and you will be led into the depth of silence yourself. So let us begin with the first step. Thoda loud ka. थोड़ा लाउड करना.
सेवन स्टेप्स ऑफ साइलेंस. द फर्स्ट स्टेप.
प्लीज मदर्स डोंट डिस्टर्ब.
साइलेंस इज द एबिलिटी टू लिसन. To listen to myself, to listen to others, and to God. As I sit here in this atmosphere of silence, I allow myself to become still. In this stillness of silence, I connect myself with my eternal self. As I connect with my eternal self, I begin to listen to myself. In this true listening, I begin to perceive the reality. I realize the qualities of love and peace, which is all part of me. In this awareness of my eternal self, I am totally inside, experiencing undisturbed tranquility. As if in a timeless womb, in this point of stillness, the process of renewal begins. A new pattern of pure energy is woven. This silent listening guides me into the right position, opening the channel of receptivity. Receptivity aligns. A receptivity very necessary if we are truly to know and experience God. When I learn to listen to myself in this way, I also begin to enjoy listening to others. And that brings us closer to listen means to be open. I begin to open up myself in this silence, so that I can listen to God. I can feel God's love, God's love heals and frees. This connection, relationship makes me authentic. I am totally mesmerized, experiencing the silent, sweet silence in the presence of God. Allow myself to be in this presence and absorb the silence.
Now slowly stand up. We move into the state of reflection. The second stage, in which I reflect reflection is not just repeating the same thoughts it is to hold on to one particular thought and dive deep into it until I become the embodiment. Once again, I become aware of myself as a being of light, sparkling in the center of my forehead. Nature music is the second step of silence. In this awareness of being light, I experience myself becoming very light, and in this light awareness I begin to reflect light. I feel light. I feel the peace. And I can connect myself with the Supreme Light and absorb the light. I stay in this state of reflection until I am totally soaked in the self-awareness of who I am and who I belong to. And slowly turn towards the left, the person left to you, to experience the stage of concentration towards the left, whoever is towards the left. Concentration in meditation is focus, totally pinpointed towards the true self. I am totally embodiment of self-awareness, just the soul. And I see another being of light, the soul like me, radiating light as I deepen this concentration. I begin to experience the peace, love, power that's emerging from deep within. I am totally empowered in this stage of concentration. And this power of concentration gives me the realization of my true self. I am really a being full of peace, love, and light. I hold this thought firmly until I become the embodiment of it. I am totally focused. I am totally concentrated in one thought. And I feel the energy from my forehead energizing my whole body. And now slowly, holding that awareness, turn towards the other side, the other soul next to you. Hold that awareness of being that radiant light. So in this total self-awareness, I am pulled upwards like the magnet into the region of golden red light. And I see myself being in the presence of the Supreme Light, like myself. I am connected to the Source of Light. I am connected to the Source of Light. Baba, like the Sun of Knowledge, is showering rays of light filled with might in this connection. I am experiencing myself bathing in the rays of the Supreme Light. I feel the current, the energy flowing. I am totally energized, connected. I hold this connection until I become equal, merged with the Supreme Light. In this, I am in the highest consciousness. Beyond gravity, I am beyond the pull of matter, enjoying total liberation, freedom, beautiful meeting of the soul with the Supreme Light.
enjoying, bathing in the rays of the Supreme Light, Supreme Soul.
This union with the Supreme unites all souls on this earth, brings harmony. So slowly begin to experience the stage of being united by holding hands and facing the friend. Just slowly face the friend and hold the hands. While holding the hands, keeping the connection, experience the harmony, union with one brings harmony with all. Unity is strength. I am united. I am totally connected with the Supreme. So when I hold this connection, I can easily harmonize my sanskaras with others. As I interact, I see the soul in each one, and their connection with the Supreme. So with this united feeling, belonging to one brings oneness, creates one family. Visualize yourself as one world family, one God, one family. All the barriers, limitation is dissolved. We are one. We belong to one. A beautiful feeling of embracing all souls with the power of love. Now slowly take your seat. keeping that unlimited awareness of embracing the whole world, connected with the Supreme Source. Let me spend a few minutes experiencing myself totally absorbed, totally lost in that light. I am light. I am a tiny point of consciousness. This soul awareness automatically takes me beyond the physical, and I am connected to that source. I appreciate my relationship with the source of peace, of love and light, and I feel so much grateful, and that attitude of gratitude that I am experiencing now towards the Supreme naturally takes me into the stage of absorption. Like a moth, I the soul, I am totally lost, absorbed in the Supreme Light, become light myself, experiencing sweet silence, sweet silence. Just the sweet silence in my home, the soul world, totally absorbed in the Supreme Light. I have lost my identity. I have become the light myself. And I am filled with so much light and might that I begin to radiate these vibrations, a rays of light out into the world like the lighthouse. Waves of light, thought after thought, rays of light emerging and spreading, reaching out to the four corners of the world, I have become a lighthouse and a mite house. In the unlimited, totally stable, strong, sending out rays, beams of light, filled with peace, with power and love, out into the world. These rays are touching each and every corner and bringing joy, happiness to distressed souls. I am a lighthouse and a mite house. Absorbing light from the ever-lit light and radiating light. I am light, absorbing light, radiating light, filled with beams of silence, filled with love. Now slowly, from this soul world, I slowly descend into the region of white light, see myself in the body of light, being double light. And in this region of white light, in my double light form, I feel the presence of Bhagdada in his angelic form. I celebrate meeting with the angelic form of Bhagdada. Filling me with his love. And from the angelic world, I slowly descend into the region of five elements of matter. And I see myself sitting in this body of elements. I will remember my journey into the depth of silence, and I will make this journey again and again so that I am able to generate the power of silence, the power of purity that would purify not only my body, the soul, even the five elements of matter. Just keep this four awareness in your mind. Who am I? Who I belong to, where I have come from, and what I am becoming. These four awareness will help me to maintain the intoxication and happiness that will glow on my face, because silence does not mean to be serious. You can be silent, but at the same time you can be smiling. Just like this morning we said, to go into silence is to dive into the cave of introversion. And if I really have dived into the cave of introversion, the proof of that is my face will be cheerful like sunflower. Mama was the perfect example. Mama was always introvert. That means the mind of the soul was facing God, the sun. So when my mind is facing Manmanabhav, I am in my Manmanabhav stage, the effect of that comes on my face. So keep your face glowing, don't be serious because you are in silence. But as you move, walk along with that feeling of silence, connected with Baba, drawing power from Baba, your face, your activities should reflect the happiness, the cheerfulness all around you and from you out into others. So enjoy. Continue to enjoy your silence in the right way. It is not thoughtlessness. It is only pure thoughts. Concentrated, pure thoughts. You are not stopped thinking, but you are not thinking too much. So the noise of the waste thoughts that was knocking the door of your mind has stopped. So when this has happened, you must know you are really experiencing the silence. When the sound of waste thoughts stop knocking the door of your mind. So you are in silence. So in silence, then you are able to listen to yourself. You are able to understand the feelings of others. You are able to listen to God. God speaks in silence. God's language is silence. Power of thought. God speaks to us through feelings and vibrations. So I have to be in tune. My frequency of thoughts should be of the same level. So then I will enjoy being in silence. Otherwise sometimes silence can be boring. Sometimes silence can be scary because you feel lonely. You know? But actually, in silence, you feel yourself combined. You look alone physically, but you are combined with Baba. And so you begin to enjoy every moment. So this is the aim. This should be my aim, to experience this for the next 3 days, including today. So after you get up from here, use your half an hour until you go to the Harmony Hall for 1 hour meditation to experiment with each stage that you have experimented here now. Listen, reflect, connect, concentrate, connect, unite, absorb, and radiate. Take each step and spend time with yourself. Once you master these 7 steps of silence, I am sure you are able to reach to the volcanic stage. What Baba talks about, having volcanic stage in which all our sanskaras are totally burnt. So we become totally new. So enjoy being with yourself and being with Baba alone. Om Shanti.